This is the Hot Corner on the BSS with your host, Ryan McKenna. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ryan McKenna, and this is the inaugural edition of the Hot Corner. Today's date is April the 10th, and thank you all for tuning in. I'd like to start off this inaugural episode with a lighter note. One of the death of the Angels rookie pitcher, Nick Adenhart, who was suddenly killed after he was ran into by a drunk driver on April the 9th. Hours before, he had just pitched 6 shutout innings in a no-decision cause for the Angels. Alright, now we're going to start things back on a more positive route. Ladies and gentlemen, the Toronto Blue Jays are 3-1. Who would have thought this? Alright, so it all started on Monday night, April the 6th, when the Jays had a sellout crowd of 48,027 at the Rogers Center, where Roy Halladay pitched amazing. 7 innings, 5 earned runs, kind of eased off there near the end, but all around a great start for the Toronto Blue Jays to the season with a 12-5 victory over the Detroit Tigers. The big surprises of the first game, to me, Travis Snyder. Travis Snyder hit 500 that game. He went 2-for-4 with a huge solo home run. And also Adam Lynn. Adam Lynn, 4-for-5, 6 RBI, batted 800 that game. Very good start to the season for the Jays. And really, that was a surprise. They go on the next night on Tuesday with David Percy on the hill, and they won 5-4. This was a game where the Blue Jays were behind most of the game, and in the 8th, they just pulled it out with 4 runs, led by Aaron Hill's 3-run shot. BJ Ryan blew the save, but Scotty Rowland stormed back, and he got the W for them. Percy went actually 7 innings, only allowing 2 earned runs on 5 hits in his first start of the year, and an attendance of 16,790. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers was Edwin Jackson, a right-hander who came from Tampa Bay in the offseason for Matt Joyce. Jackson went 7 1/3, giving up 1 earned run on 2 hits. He pitched very, very well for the Detroit Tigers in their first game. Finally, the Jays streak came to an end on Thursday with Jesse Litch just having a fair outing. He gave up 5 earned runs on 7 hits in 6 innings. Not a great start to the year. Zach Minor, who pitched for the Tigers, went 5 2/3, giving up 1 earned run on 6 hits, and an attendance of 12,145. Really, Marco Scudero was the Jays' best hitter, although Aaron Hill kept his great season going, driving in the only Jays run. That takes to Thursday night, where the Toronto Blue Jays won their first series of the year, taking a 6-2 decision over the Tigers in a matchup that featured 2 first-rounders. This was the first time that there was 2 first-round pitchers facing off against each other in all of baseball's history, which really surprised me. But anyways, the Jays pulled her out 6-2. Marco Scudero led the Jays again with 2 RBIs. Aaron Hill had another RBI. And Adam Lynn went 3-for-4 again. Other big hitters for the Jays were Lyle Overbay, who went 2-for-3 with a base on balls, and also Jose Bautista, who played third base for the Jays yesterday. He went 2-for-4 with 1 run. Closing out for the Jays, and in a great matchup, really. Ricky Romero, it was a battle of the rookies. Ricky Romero, in his first major league start, as I mentioned before there, he went 6 innings, allowing 2 earned runs on 7 hits with 5 strikeouts. So, really, a great outing for a youngster in the Jays' rotation. Well, Rick Porcello, the 20-year-old for the Tigers, he went 5 innings, gave up 4 runs, and struck out 4. All right, guys. So, Yeah, we're going to look now at the American League East standings, where Toronto leads the East with a 3-1 record, a half game up on both Baltimore and Tampa Bay, who have 2-1 records, as well as Boston and New York, who are occupying the last two spots with a 1-2 record. The Yankees off to a little bit of a slow start, but that's the same almost. I don't know, the Yankees are just a fair team anyways. So moving on now to some of today's games. In progress right now is the Tigers and the Rangers. The Tigers are actually leading 8-1. This is the Tigers' home opener. Other key games to look at, Canadian Rich Herndon is taking the hill as the Cubs are in Milwaukee. The Blue Jays are back on track tonight, hoping to keep it going. Canadian Scott Richmond will make his season debut tonight for the Blue Jays. And it is the Indians' home opener. The game starts at 4:05 Eastern Time. Another big matchup tonight is, sadly, the game between the LA Angels and the Boston Red Sox. That is going to be a heartfelt game where they're going to make a presentation regarding Nick Aidenhead. So that should be a key matchup with Wake making his season debut against Jeff Weaver. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap things up tonight with some fantasy news. Not playing today will be Giovanni Soto for the Cubs. He's out with a sore shoulder. Also, Ichiro, who is coming back from that ulcerus, was in the minors the other day, and he racked up 7 hits over 2 games, so that sounds good. That's about it, guys. This has been a presentation of the BSS, the Baseball Superstation. This show was written, produced, and directed by Ryan McKenna. Technical director is Matthew McKenna. Thanks for tuning in.